Welcome to Crippled System, episode 53. My name is Brian. I play the Scorn.
And don't ever talk like that again.
That's fine. I liked it.
It's my intro voice.
It's your intro voice.
My name is Nathan, and I play the Convergence of Cirrus.
My name is Katie, Bad Horse.
You're
on
not
the
doing
forums.
A dramatic voice.
My name is Katie, Bad That's Horse just, on the forums.
That was just loud.
I don't understand how you guys make that voice.
My name is Katie, Bad Horse on the forums.
That one was good, Katie. Good job.
Thank you. I play board games.
You do. This is Jeremy, Valiant 418 on the forums, and I play most recently Legion.
This is Andy. I play Major Tusk.
Ew.
Gross.
Why is that gross?
Because it implied masturbation. It
no.
Oh.
You might, well, not, have
you might not have meant to,
it,
but it did.
You're playing with yourself. Yeah. Like, it's literally what you said.
You play yourself like an instrument.
You added like an instrument.
There's a guy online who has two penises. What? There's an article I've seen. There's this guy.
That's disturbing. On the internet. That terrifies me.
You can buy anything.
Like two actual penises?
Two actual penises.
Functioning penises?
Yeah. Well, because, like, it's a, you know, it's like when people have, like, an extra hand coming off their hand or whatever. It just happened to him with his penis. He just got two of them fully formed.
So his
just like right next to each
his
other.
His mom and dad are brother
they
and sister.
Split like a Y.
How does he? I mean, can he? Okay,
once
so
for peen,
once for
he could pee so in two urinals at the same time.
That so guy's got he, a career let's say, in porn. Is it split right? Like split in the middle? Like it has? It's one with two stubbies, or is it
no,
like
no, no,
two
it,
penises?
It's two penises. Like it splits right at the base.
So, like, if he was say having intercourse with a lady friend, would he?
He could DP.
Okay. It would be okay. Moving on.
The problem would probably be blood flow. He just that gets might... an erection and just passes out.
That is true.
He just needs or, to drink a lot
I'm sorry.
Of drink.
I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
He gets erections.
He gets erections and then passes out.
Yeah, he doesn't get just one.
Can he get just one erection?
I don't
maybe
know.
With the help of a tourniquet.
I feel like we're overthinking it.
I don't think we are. There are lots of questions
well,
that I feel
need to be
answered.
Maybe one of them doesn't work, because sometimes people have like
no, no,
things.
I can tell you from the picture they both work.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
only... I didn't know what to expect. Like, Elaine's like, look, here's this guy. He's got two penises. I'm like, yeah, I remember hearing something about that. Like, somebody on the FARC, like the weird news thing. Right. It was like, guy with two penises, whatever. And she's like, yeah, look. And she clicked the link for the picture, and yeah.
Things
they
that
were both
not
happy.
Do. Say when someone says, hey, look at this picture, two penises.
Right.
I don't actually look.
Yeah.
I'll be okay not being that adventurous.
Welcome to the cleanest podcast on air.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Purely medical.
Happy 2014.
Yes, happy 2014.
Day before the greatest freeze of the world.
Yeah, it is going to be ass-bitingly cold tomorrow.
And the game's going to be colder than the ice bowl.
Is it really colder than the ice bowl?
Yeah.
Wow.
With the windshield, I think. Well, not, I don't know. We'll
with windshield, it's like negative 25 or something with windshield.
Yeah, I know Madison will be negative 65 on Monday with windshield. Stevens Point's negative 75.
With windshield?
With windshield.
The high is like negative 30 or something. Like, it's ridiculous when your
stupid.
High is negative
I'm so glad I'm going to North Carolina this week.
It was negative 11, to be fair.
For our European friends who use Celsius, it's that would high would be negative 14 hectoliters on the hogs rom or something, whatever retarded measurement you use.
Ted linked on your Facebook a guy that was doing it in Celsius, how cold it was going to be in Madison.
That guy was doing a lot of ridiculous things.
He was.
Just if you want to understand how cold it would be, just watch Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that'll be...
it's going to be 3 Kelvin.
Here's the thing. After it's so cold, it's just cold.
Yeah, at some point... At some point, you go beyond the ability to differentiate.
Well, no, because when you look outside, you can't breathe. You can differentiate.
Yeah.
You can tell the
then
difference.
Then you know it's cold.
When my cousin got married up in Minnesota, it was during I think it's still the record coldest week like in Minnesota history. And in the lobby of the hotel where we were staying, and they had the little placard with like the weekend forecast, and it didn't even have numbers. It said cold, and then the next day it said still cold, and the day after it said yet more cold.
Wow.
Yeah, you could do the neat trick. You could throw boiling water in the air, and it came down as snow. Zero exaggeration. It was a thing. They were like, go try this out. You would put boiling water in a coffee mug, whip it, it came down as snow.
That's terrifying.
That's really cool.
I've seen pictures of that.
I'm sure you'll be able to do it Monday.
Yeah, probably.
So, I asked, I might not be have to go into work, but Malcolm will be still going into class the day.
Got to feel bad for those guys.
I don't. So, I asked them. They said they'll be open.
Interesting fact that I found out over the weekend, though, is I guess up in Ontario, it was so cold that it was actually the temperature of Mars.
I heard about that.
The Mars rover, where it was on Mars, it was the same temperature up in Ontario.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's ridiculous.
Now that song's in my head.
Mars?
No, Ontario. Black Fly, the Gnaw My Bone, Ontario. Never mind.
Jeremy's mom put a post that was like, it's snowing and 19 degrees out. I feel like I'm in Wisconsin. And so I wrote in, I was like, it was -9 on my drive-in this morning.
We wish it was 19
we
degrees.
We wish it was 19
when
degrees.
It gets to be 19 here, we all take off our jackets and just revel in the warmth.
It was like 23 today, and I was like, we're going outside, and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's so nice. Yeah. I took my jacket off because I was overheating in the car. I'm like, oh my goodness, so warm.
Right? That was what I was when we played War Machine a couple weeks ago. Yeah. It was like... a balmy 25.
Yeah. You spit and it lands as liquid, not a solid. Like, that's great.
That's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah.
For our European listeners, that was 25 Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit, yes.
Yes. I used to be able to do the math.
I know how to go up because you like double it and then you add 32. So you like?
It's 9 fifths. It's not quite double.
I know,
it's 9 fifths.
To do it in your
32.
Head, you double it and then add 32. But I don't know how you go down.
Subtract 32 and then do 5/9?
Maybe?
Yes.
Yeah, just say millimeter a lot and you're fine.
Hectare.
It's the metric system. Don't worry
about it. Yeah, look, everything's divisible by 10. Who cares? I know what a foot looks like. I don't know what a decimeter is. Like, that's no help to me.
Although I read somewhere that because they use millimeters and the math is easier, that they do better in math in general because it wasn't so confusing as they were a kid.
Well, it's... divisible by 10, everything. It's pretty easy regards.
That's just cheating.
Well, but then
just
they can cheating. Do more complicated
Yeah, they
math.
Can think, they can use their brain cells for other things besides figuring things, out feet to inches.
Wouldn't it be worth it? Like, they're like...
It's 2.54 inches in...
We need things more divisible by stone. Yeah. I think that would
be... But, like, since everything's all nice and divisible by 10 for them, like, if you have to make them divide by 7, don't their brains explode? Like, because they're not used to non...
Apparently not.
Whatever.
What have you.
Said he probably didn't ask.
Europeans are almost as bad as Canadians.
Upcoming events.
Yeah, do we want to do announcements? Do we have some? I know there are some events in the greater area, although not technically
there's
Madison.
One I can't make it to.
January 11th. Fuck. Milwaukee. Yep. As we can't really promote it because it's already filled.
Sold out. But those of you that are going, have fun there.
Yeah. 24 people will be there. Typically, they get about 12 to 14, so they over... So whatever they did this time, people got excited.
Well, it's been a while since there's been a big event locally. Like,
well, it was the first event of the year.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm taking some experimental lists. Some of you might ask.
Are they running the new 2014 beta steamroller or the 2013?
Only if they'll be 2013 unless 2014 is released.
They're not doing beta.
Okay.
So
it will be Death Clock.
Whatever the official release is.
Yep.
Death Clock is exciting. I really enjoy Death Clock.
Yeah, we'll have to bring our death clocks, too.
Yeah, I saw that on the post, that it was like, if the Madison guys bring death clocks, it's death clock.
I mean, they've brought death clocks for our events.
They have, yeah.
Good about that. So we're pretty good back and forth.
And then there's the only other one I know about, and I can't remember the date for it, is the one that's coming up in Michigan.
There's the same one on the same day in Chicago as well.
Is there in Chicago also?
The 11th. Yeah. There's another one in Chicago at Dice Dojo.
Okay.
January 18th, Lewis is hosting a party that we'll all be at.
That's true. It was on the 18th.
Yep. There's also an event there's a War Machine event in Minnesota, but we promised Lewis we'd go to his party.
That's true.
With his wife's co-workers.
Yeah, after we forced him to reschedule it,
We made him reschedule the date. He said, like, he picked the 11th, we're all gone. For various reasons, none of us
None of us will be here.
Let's go to the 11th.
Yeah.
And he was very sad. So his wife was like, we'll change it. And
well, that was nice of him.
We're going to introduce his wife's co-workers who are lab geeks to board games.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
That'll be exciting.
Not to mention to us, who are a different kind of geek entirely.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing 4 bottles of grenadine.
I went to Justin's yesterday for his Friday board game thing, and I played Terra Mystica, and they play Terra Mystica very differently than we do. It was very exciting.
How do you play it different?
Turn one, they were burning 4 to 5 power.
Really?
To advance power over so that they
Everybody?
Could get advanced. Turn one, yeah, just burning power to get stuff turn one.
Wow.
For that extra jump off the starting line. Like, they're like, I mean, as long as it doesn't take you below 6, because if you go below 6, it gets rid of that one, and, you know, you can't do the double shovel. But, it's just like burning 4 power to advance 4 power to buy whatever. Like,
I think some factions could get away. I mean, I think some may. I think that's probably a good idea.
I've definitely done it, but it depends.
Well,
I usually do it
to
get the priest first turn. I've done that.
I did to get the priest. They were doing it for the somebody burned, like, 4 to advance 4 to do the double shovel.
Wow.
Like, but, I mean... That gets you momentum, right?
Double shovel's pretty good.
You don't need 12 power?
Well, it depends what faction you are, because some of them, like, you go through it so quickly by the end of the game that you need all of it.
That you want it all there because you're building it fast.
But do you ever really, like, get 12 of it over?
One
like,
of the factions...
I have.
With certain factions.
Then you should have been spending it more, hypothetically.
Well, no, one of the factions is designed to move that around like crazy. So that faction is the one to burn,
but
the rest...
But my point is, as long as you're spending it...
Yeah.
If you get 6 over, spend it, that same 6 will move over. Like, there's no advantage to having 12. Unless every... The only time that more would matter is if it was all in the final pool.
Yeah. Yes.
So as long as you're efficient about just spending it for workers and money whenever you fill up or spending it for actions, as long as you have at least 6, it's functionally the same.
Yeah, but the big factions, they could buy an action, they would just use it for other things. They would literally burn it for the stuff.
Interesting.
That's cool. It was interesting.
You play anything else new?
That's all I had time for because I only had time for one game.
Oh, okay. But yeah. I mean, it's a fun game. I really like Terra Mystica.
Anybody see any good movies?
Tomorrow I'm going to go see The Hobbit. I'm not looking forward to it because everyone...
I enjoyed the crap out of it.
That's another reason I'm...
A lot of people have poo-pooed it, but I really liked it.
If you don't expect it to be like the book.
Right.
Yeah. It's also better than the first movie.
It's way better than the first one.
It is.
It's way more Legolas.
Yeah, that's fine.
Way more love triangle.
It does have a love triangle, but
it's
fine.
It's not the book. It's just not.
It's not the book, and it's better than the first one.
It's book adjacent.
Yeah, no, I'm not terrified of seeing it, but I'm seeing that tomorrow. That's part of my plans for the day.
When I saw the first one, I could list like 5 things I really hated about it. When I saw the second one, I could list a couple things I was very unhappy with, but overall I thought it was
good. Yeah, that's about how I felt too.
I could understand.
I almost didn't go see the second one after the first one, is how upset I was, and I really enjoyed the second one.
But I can see some. I mean, I don't know.
I didn't hate the first one that much. I thought the whole Goblin Town scene was garbage.
I was disappointed. I was disappointed by what they decided to make the first one about because I think it's the boring part of the book. I was disappointed by what they showed. I was disappointed that I felt like half the screen time was something that's not in the book that was these goblins chasing them that I don't care about.
Yeah, but I thought when we first exited the movie theater, you weren't that upset.
I wasn't, and then I thought about it. I thought about it, and I was upset.
It's kind of like how bad Dark Knight Rises it is now that I've had time to think about it.
You don't like Dark Knight Rises?
No, it's not a good movie. It's not an awful movie, but it is... it is not a good movie.
Well, there's always a cycle. You see a movie, then you can think about it. There's always that you see a movie, then it takes a few days to dislike it. But then also, there are certain movies where people see it, everyone likes it. But then, and I'm not saying these are nothing, but I've seen people where suddenly a couple cool people don't like it.
So and then all of a sudden they don't like it.
And it's like there's 6 months later, suddenly there's all this dislike.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of momentum of that, at least on the circles we travel with, that there's a lot of people that hate The Hobbit. And the second one. And I just don't agree with
but
that.
But see, to me, that's still current. I'm talking about people who would say now.
Oh, like older ones.
I like it, but suddenly, in a year, they would go back. Well, I said it, but they would change their mind like a year later. No. But there would be this weird mass.
Dark Knight Rides, to me, it was like seeing a magic show or something, and you were wowed, and you left. You're like, wow, that was amazing. Wait a second. No, hold on. And all the tricks fall apart and you see behind the illusion and then you don't enjoy it in retrospect anymore. That's what happened with Dark Knight Rises.
Dark Knight Rises was the second one?
The third one.
The third one.
Dark Knight was really good. But Dark Knight Rises, it was okay. I liked it decent enough. I was like, oh, that was a good movie. And then, I started to... The magic wore off.
This is a Batman movie?
So you're saying
the one with Bane.
So you're saying it was a B+.
No, it was a C-. I have no desire to ever watch Dark Knight Rises again. It's meh.
I saw, I don't remember who is there, Wolf of Wall Street. I really enjoyed that one. That one sticks in my head.
That one, Katie's been every time, we'll be having a random conversation about something else, and all of a sudden Katie will bring up Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, to be fair, Katie loves money.
She does love money.
She has
money.
No morals.
A lot.
So that movie must be that's her Bible book.
It was, it was right in her wheelhouse, let's be honest.
It was a really good movie. I thought it was a really well done.
It was.
You're taking notes.
It was well done.
You like money? I like money. We should hang out.
But no, I agree. It was well done. I thought that the things you could nitpick about it were very small. In general, I really enjoyed it.
But the only thing I could nitpick about it is we're glorifying somebody that's
a horrible
human being,
a horrible
first
person, but
who stole millions from. Embezzled millions from what? Well, probably
wouldn't
be embezzled.
The thing is, most of his money didn't come from things that were considered illegal. The only thing he did that was actually illegal was the insider trading.
Illegal and immoral are two different things.
They are. Yeah. I don't disagree, but I'm saying there's an entire industry of stockbrokers that are doing that all day, every day.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as, what was it? The movie with The Rock in it. With Mark Wahlberg. Much. Was just recent.
The bodybuilders kidnapping the guy.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as that glorifying, but it was, man, I can't think of it. It was
It's forgettable.
Pain and Gain. That's what it was.
I still want to rent that someday.
I still want to watch it. I just don't like the glorification of the villain.
That was part of my problem with House of Cards. We started watching House of Cards, and I was really enjoying it. And then I told Jeremy, I can't watch this anymore. Everyone in this show is so evil.
Yeah, she was like, everyone's terrible, and I'm enjoying it too much. I have to stop. I was like, well, I'm going to keep watching it. You take that stance.
You stopped watching?
I stopped watching.
She did. I watched the last few episodes of it by myself.
Because it's just such a bad... everyone in it is bad.
Do you like Always Sunny? Those guys are always all good.
I don't like It's Always Sunny because they're too bad.
Well, you do enjoy Arrested
and
Development.
And there's a difference between evil and just kind of incompetent and stupid.
And House of Cards, they're not incompetent or stupid.
No, they're evil.
They're evil.
Whereas Always Sunny, they're just morons who...
But that's
by
not
accidental proxy are kind of evil. Yeah. But it's like a tornado being destructive versus a serial killer doing it on purpose. You know?
I don't know. They're kind of evil. They're pretty selfish in that show.
Yeah, but they're ignorantly selfish. They don't understand that they're being selfish. That's just how their brains work. Versus, someone who's aware that they're destroying people.
I don't know that that's true. I am going to disagree with you on this one. I think that they are selfish.
Dennis
people.
Might be evilly Dennis selfish. Is evil. Dennis is evil.
His implied.
Mac and Charlie are just dumb.
They're just
Dennis
dumb.
Is evil.
Yeah. But I can get behind that.
I have no problems with people being evil in a television show because it is just television, but it's when you're telling the true life story of something that did happen that was evil. That I don't like that much.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like Pain and Gain. Actually, Wolf of Wall Street was the same thing. It's an amazing movie,
Goering
though.
Was.
But, huh?
Like a movie about how great Hermann Goering was.
Yeah. No. I wouldn't agree with that. It's, it's...
The Wonderful Life of Hitler.
It's, it's kind of bad taste. Kind of glorifying that somebody for doing what they did, that was, immoral, etc.
Nathan, is your Christmas gift microwave safe?
It should be, yeah.
All right, good.
Microwave dishwasher.
Not in the foam container, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to put it in the microwave just like this.
I just want the cup warm.
Let us know how that works out.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'll have to move.
That happened once.
We have war machine. Oh yeah, that was intentional. The styrofoam was accidental.
That was accidental.
Burning
yeah.
the popcorn to cover up the smell of the melted styrofoam was the brilliant plan.
That was terrible.
That was intentional, and it was better.
Speaking of idiotically evil,
All right, continue.
No, that is idiotically evil.
It was like negative. It was like winter. It was like ten. It was like ten, it was zero. We had to stand outside because our house smelled so bad.
Yeah,
awful.
To give some people some idea of what happened, we had a roommate, Jim. Actually, Jim wasn't even a roommate at that time.
No, he was just visiting. You let him move in after he did this.
Yeah. He got some lasagna from one of the local restaurants and put it in the microwave with the styrofoam container still attached to it. And it smelled like dirty socks. Like rotten, burning, dirty socks.
I would call it more like death.
Yeah, it was pretty horrible.
You smelled Andy's dirty socks?
Yes. My socks smell fine.
They smell like burning styrofoam, apparently. Seek a doctor.
And then, since that just destroyed the microwave, and then we decided that the good idea would be to actually burn popcorn in the microwave. To cover it.
That's terrible.
Which, it kind of worked. It just smelled like really bad burned popcorn, but
sounds like a bad decision.
It was
errors were made.
Yeah, it made the house unlivable for a good half hour.
Unlivable is a what's the term I'm looking for? A relative term.
Yeah,
I have a war machine topic.
Spoiler
we can talk about
war
yeah,
machine.
Yeah, these are the fakest spoilers since Assyria.
So rumor has it that both
did you do that on purpose?
What?
Nothing. Never mind. He naturally
I naturally did that, but now I'm glad I did. So, rumor has it that both Assyria and Gorshade 3 will be spoiled in the new No Quarter. Or at least that's what people are saying. And so somebody was like, oh, I got an early No Quarter, and here's what Gorshade 3 has.
It was a friend of a guy that I know who knows a guy who knows another guy got an early No Quarter, and he told me that.
Right.
What'll be really annoying after you read these spoilers, people who will go online after they're not true getting mad that wasn't true.
Yeah.
That's why I hate people who, post fake things. Well, I wish it was the fake thing.
Yeah.
Because obviously the fake thing is ridiculously good.
Yeah. So let's hear what this person purports Gorshade 3 has, because it's funny.
They purport that he's Focus 7, which makes sense.
I could buy that.
Elite Cadre, Bane Cav, Gain Weapon Master.
Which seems like a really good Elite Cadre, but really I could buy good. It.
I could buy that.
It seems decent, because everybody expected the Bane Cav Weapon Master in the first place.
Yeah, like that would be a
good... And they're 13s? Or are they... What's their POW?
Well, I don't care.
They're POW 10s, but then they have Brutal Charge or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so yeah, I could be okay with that being a Weapon Charge, Master. That's fine.
It's Bane's.
Yeah.
Bane's play with Garrushade.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going low. They might be like 12 Brutal Charge. The point is they would hit like a brick shit house then, but that's
they
fine.
They would, but that's fine, because Bane do that.
Bleed, whatever. Shadow Pack, believable, because that says you are seeing strictly worse Shadowmancer.
Yep.
Banishing Ward.
Unbelievable.
He has Hex Blast on his 2 form, so it keeps the theme of things that are kind of like what they already have. And then we hit the bullshit, which is Revive.
So what's the exact wording on Revive? Does anyone know?
Spend 3 focus, add a grunt within command range and 3 inches of another member of a unit.
And it doesn't say small base.
No, it does not say small base.
He could revive anything.
He could keep, he could bring back Bane Cav with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what...
Morvana 1 has it without
the ability to have create more focus. It's not that it's deadly because of things like Bile Thralls, but
it's good, but like Crix has other ways to bring back Bile Thralls. That's not the one.
And
that
Gorshade in general has ways to bring back models, correct? So that's believable,
so believable until you get the last thing.
Second to last thing, which is Quicken, which just Crix does not get Quicken.
No, they should not have Quicken. Okay.
Crix does not get to have Satixis running 20 inches. Does not get to have those same Weapon Master Bane Cav charging 14 inches.
Yeah, you don't.
14 inch charge with the Bane Cav.
That's not okay.
Plus their reach, so 16 inch threat range.
Yeah. Brian's orgasming.
But more importantly, is that top of turn 1 is going to be Gorshade quickening him, or Shadowmancering and quickening the Satixis. Or Shadowpack himself, charging forward after quickening the Satixis, who run forward into your advanced deployment area to tie up all your stuff, and then he feats.
Which is
the same as the Harbingers, except instead of a damage roll, it causes stationary to everyone who advances into his control area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems likely. But he literally top of turn 1, quicken the Satixis, Shadowpack himself, charge, run, feat.
It doesn't say anything about like line of sight or anything. It's just fuck you all.
Yeah.
Plus, think of it. If you're shooting at all those Satixis, they're all defense 18.
Yep.
Because there's Force Barrier and Quicken on them.
Yeah. Quicken and Force Barrier combo really bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're not shooting them because they're tying up all your guys with reach in your own advanced deployment area.
Yeah. Well, that seems fair.
Seems legit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, I could almost believe the feat, although I don't think it's right, but Quicken just makes everything stupid.
Well, you think of the feat, you think, and they compare it to the Harbinger, and Harbinger already has 20 inches of other feet. This is only 14.
That's
true. It's smaller. I could possibly see his feet working like that.
Yeah,
possibly.
I mean, Raven still kills him dead, because she just snipe feet goes the strike force.
Who are all engaged by the speed 20 Satixis?
No, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
and when you activate and your activation...
They'll walk out of his control area, because with snipe they're 16.
Or they'll forfeit movement.
But
the thing is, the other stuff is almost more bullshit to me because it makes too much sense. Like, it's like somebody looked at Gorshade and they're like, Gorshade always has the ability to bring something back, so I'll
revive
pretend he
would
has
be
revive.
Really good.
Gorshade always has, you know, a stealth thing.
Bleed,
here's Shadow Pack.
And he Bleed always, is, I think, on every
Which
single one
bleed?
Of his cards.
Yeah.
Bleed, you just, if he damages something, he heals.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of the threes have really been going different directions than the previous versions.
Yes.
So it's very unlikely that they would make him, you know,
that
the
similar.
Same similar.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of stuff that reads a lot like what he already has, and then one spell and a feat that are ridiculous. Overpowered.
Yeah, that's a pretty good feat.
Yeah.
Be pretty okay in general.
I think, until we actually see it in action, too.
Yeah.
And also see the actual spoiler, too. But
that's okay. The Assyria spoilers were equally hilarious.
Well, which is worse? If these both came,
out, these both
as
came
spoiled,
out as spoiled,
who's more what the fuck were you thinking?
Assyria, because Crix has so much broken shit, at least they'd have to slide him in with their other broken shit. Assyria would just be like, broken red, hooray!
I don't know. I think Gorshade's pretty pretty horrendous.
Gorsuch is amazing. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, statistics with cooking on him is just stupid.
Just stupid. I agree.
Speed 9.
Although, think about it. Halberdiers, quick and desperate pace are 1 point of speed slower, and that exists right now.
Yeah.
Because
halberdiers don't do feedback.
They don't have to, no, but I mean, for what we're talking about, tying someone up in their AD zone, they're pretty damn close.
But for feedback, they are better.
Yes. Feedback I'm not disagreeing that feedback's amazing. But my point is that it kind of sort of exists.
Also, Archibald Distraction can go fuck itself.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is Assyria isn't like that spoiler out of the gate doesn't strike you as ridiculous till you think about what Archibald Distraction does to the game.
What's hilarious to me is in all the conversations that people have had on the internet about the serious spoilers is all of the ret players who are like, oh, it's not too good, that's not too good, and all the merc players who are like, oh no, go fuck yourself.
It's amazing.
Like, you can tell the people who have had Distraction and the people who have not, because all the ret players, oh, would it be that good? Yes, it would.
Oh, it would. You know what you'd see get played a lot? Chimeras.
Yeah. What? Why?
Because it's a 6-point arc node. Oh, okay. You just run two of them in Assyria.
Yeah. I forgot what the Chimera was because it's the Phoenix exists.
The Phoenix exists, but in the case where Archibald Distraction exists, I
to
just
be
take
fair,
two Chimeras.
There was probably a goof up on the spells, I think, because they're changing up the caster. I think Assyria gets bleed and Gorshay gets distraction.
Yeah.
Okay,
that seems legit.
Yeah, we'll
I will
that
have
that
to call a doctor because my erection will be lasting longer than 4 hours.
You wish you had two penises.
Callback. Manoth John would be proud.
Manoth John would be proud.
Oh, Lordy. Katie, how's your game going there?
It's not going very well.
Are you crushing candy?
I am not doing that very well.
Candy Crush is so bad. Why are you playing
it's
that?
It's so good. Like, I played Puzzle Quest, which you recommended, and I played...
The first one or the second one?
The second one.
I did not recommend the second one.
Okay, well, I played Puzzle Quest, and it's...
Brian recommended the
second it's
one.
It's like Candy Crush on preschooler's level.
Well, that's the issue with Candy Crush is that it's bullshit.
It's
like, you get to
bullshit.
The later levels, and they're literally impossible unless you get blind luck.
Well, Puzzle Quest is more about the adventure things. It's all, But I mean, Candy Crush is really dumb. I guess in my story.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, if Candy Crush isn't anything, then Candy Crush isn't anything, and I understand that. But I'm just saying, compared to the
If it doesn't give you the right stuff, you're just boned.
But I can, like, I can play Puzzle Quest against those monsters and stuff and not even pay attention and win almost every time.
Yeah.
Like, that's too easy.
Well, then you should play that.
I downloaded a new game on my Kindle because every day I look at the free app of the day on the Amazon app
today
store.
Today was like Sesame Street.
I don't know about that, but I know that yesterday there was some adorable thing with a chameleon, and he has to eat bugs. And it's made by the same people who did Om Nom.
See, the question, the issue here, Katie, is you're not
playing
enough.
Look how cute that chameleon
enough.
Is. He wants to eat bugs,
ninja.
Andy.
He
My clumsy ninja is now level 46 for everyone.
He looks
target.
Like a watermelon slice.
Yeah, he's a watermelon slice with an
ninja
eyeball.
In a while.
You suck.
You haven't played what in a while?
Clumsy ninja.
I keep playing Tiny Death
Your
Star.
Your ninja's dead.
A game I don't really like, but at my Tiny Death Star has like 61 levels. It's just like I've put so much time in this game that I don't even really enjoy it. It's just I played for like a half an hour at a time.
Yeah, I honestly, the only game that I still play a ton, although I play the other ones, is Clash of Clans. I love that game.
I play Simpsons Tapped Out a lot. Free, and it's like Simpsons-themed Farmville.
Yeah.
And it's great, because it's aware of what it is, and it keeps talking about how awful the game is and how you're addicted to it. And it's
and you are.
I don't believe in tablets.
As with anything Simpsons, the fourth wall breakage is just right.
I keep playing. So I've actually been going through a lot of the board game apps, too.
Board game apps are really solid.
Beanish needs to take his turn in Waterdeep. This is the second day in a row he's held up both of my games.
Son of a bitch.
And also... I don't know who Nate Miller is, but he's giving me two mandatory quests in like four rounds, which is unacceptable. That's a bitch move.
Nate Miller, if you're listening, thank you. Benjamin Glover, I'll give a thank you to him. He's a listener, and he's the one who sent us Hanabi.
Is he?
Yes. So thanks for that.
All right, then.
He did respond. Yeah, he saw the picture that we posted. He was excited.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and he was like, oh, yeah, our team, our very first game, we got like a 24. Fuck you, Ben.
He said 20.
No, it was like 20.
It was 22.
22.
22
okay.
Whatever. We got an 11.
Yeah, we did not.
And then we went up to 17, and then we stopped because Brian was grumpy.
What? We take turns playing games.
That's true.
The point is, we're not very good at communicating with each other. I think that's really what's going on here.
That is true.
We all took kind of the opposite meaning of what the person intended.
Not always, but often enough
for
it to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. That is what happened.
So, Jeremy, you were very excited about a topic you
wanted to talk
about.
I am very excited about
weeks.
I've been preparing for this. So, I went back several weeks ago and I listened to our New Year's podcast from last year to write down the, and I'm going to just say this, hilarious things that we said we were going to do as resolutions because I'm are bad people, at least at keeping our resolutions.
Yeah, I'm out.
Bad people in general.
All right, so
I have several resolutions this year in the hopes that one of them will stick.
So put this in perspective. What episodes were those?
I didn't. It was only one episode, but I forgot to write down which one it was.
Oh, you should have wrote it down. I should have written episode it was.
I forgot.
Probably 7 or 8 or something.
It was really early.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just it would be considering nice. We're at 53. I mean,
it would be a good one to call back to.
It might have been 12 or 13, but yeah, it was.
I'll put it in the show notes. I'll figure it out and put it in the show notes.
Maybe it was episode 10.
Put
it
in the show notes. No, I will.
You will.
No, what? Well, I'll put it in the thread. I mean, the thread that we create on the forum. I guess that's not technically the show notes, but either way.
Oh my God, who cares?
Anyway, so here's what we said we were going to resolve to do. I'm going to start with everybody else because mine's the most boring. So Nathan resolved to play pigs for the year, which, ish. You came closer than people did on a lot of these.
Convergence came out, changed everything.
And that changed everything. You did, in fact, not play your mercs, which was your other option at the time.
Right.
So that part you stuck with. Then his other goal was to qualify for War Machine Weekend. I'd like to point out that he said he was going to play pigs for the year and qualify for War Machine Weekend. So he's either crazy or was bad at picking cooperative goals.
I knew one of those would happen. One of those two would happen.
So obviously not qualified for War Machine Weekend with his pigs. Katie said that she was going to get good with Mosar. Did you get good with Mosar, darling?
I played him more, and then I promptly quit playing.
You played him
in
like
general.
Twice.
That was more. I don't understand what you mean.
You said you were going to start winning round one at events, which means you'd have to go to events to do that. Mm-hmm. So that didn't work out
well
for you.
Well, the flip side is she successfully stopped losing round one at events.
But what she said she would do is start winning round one, unfortunately. Oh, well, if you'd said you were going to stop losing round one, you would have totally achieved
semantics.
It.
Semantics.
She hasn't lost her first round in an event in months.
Katie, that's how'd you true. Do it at Who's the Boss?
I lost my first round.
Oh, damn it. I was trying, fantastic. Katie. I was trying.
You said you were going to master Chromac, who you barely played, even when you did play this year.
Well, she doesn't play anymore at all, so any War Machine now.
And then she said she was going to go to more tourneys.
Well, you know.
More tourneys than she did last year.
We can't all be right about everything.
Or anything. All right, Brian had, like, lots of things he was going to do. He was going to play 100 games of StarCraft the board game.
I wasn't allowed to. People gave me, like, we got, like,
did we play 10?
We got 10 in. We got 10 to 12 in.
He was going to beat Chad at either a game of War Machine or a fight.
He ducked me for the entire year. He literally ran like a little girl away from me every time he saw me for 12 months, so that's not my fault.
He said he was going to qualify for War Machine Weekend.
I won an alternate
qualified.
The only event I went to that was actually related to War Machine
true.
Weekend.
And then you said you were going to do well with Crix, specifically the Coven and Venithrax.
I played the Coven. I forgot about Venithrax. I'm like, oh, yeah, he exists. I played about 6 games with the Coven.
You did. Did you do well with them?
I like them a lot.
So no, then.
I think I won a couple games. No, they're still Crix casters.
It is. And then Andy was going to have a fully painted army with beasts and a 50-point list. All the beasts in a given faction and a 50-point list. How'd that work out?
Okay, then.
Okay, then. So, well. He was going to work on a hidden project for a hardcore event, which we don't know what it was. Did you achieve that?
No, I forgot all about that.
He was
what
going...
was it?
No,
are you going to work on it this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Hidden project. Go.
He was going to play Trollbloods most of the year.
Which...
When he played...
He played Crix some, too.
No, I... I then made the declaration that I wasn't going to play
your trolls until you painted them.
Until I painted them.
Which ruined your goal
of
playing
trolls,
more trolls.
What he's saying. Trolls are out.
And then this was my favorite. This is the most hilarious thing any of us said we were going to do. Andy said he was going to organize all of his models.
To be fair, he says that every
year. There's about 25% organized.
Well, he's moving this year, so
it's
he has
a
no
long-term
choice.
Goal.
Oh, are you moving this year?
Yeah.
So then you will at least meet some of that goal at some
well,
point.
Well, they'll
get packed.
They'll get packed. They won't be organized.
Yeah, jeez. Dump them in a box with
when
some
are you
peanuts.
Moving?
Huh?
When are you moving?
When this lease is up.
So July,
well,
June, July.
In May.
June. Okay.
In
May. Yeah, May or June.
Where are you moving to?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's got time. It's not me yet.
I know. I'm curious. I didn't know. This is news. I need.
She's trying to
give us your address.
She's trying
on
to
air
make sure she's
now.
Out of town.
The week you move.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be gone that weekend.
And then mine was boring. I said I was going to I was going to make it into a Masters event with Rhett, which I did do, considering it was considered a Masters event to go to Mayhem Cup, and I did in fact make Masters and then lose like a bitch.
You won one game.
I won one game because my opponent deathclocked himself when I had two models left.
Hey. You won that game.
I did win that game.
Doesn't matter how.
Technically. My opponent who may or may not remember me because he kind of train wrecked me, was really, really sad when he lost, and my last two models were a Stormfall contesting the zone and my caster.
But he was so blatantly clocking himself. Like, it was painful to watch. Like
everyone was watching. His girlfriend or fiance, I'm not sure which, was standing behind him, like, with her hands over her mouth, like, I can't say anything, but I so want to.
His last two turns were like, he was just thinking and staring and thinking and staring, and we're all just watching the clock, and we're just like, do something!
It's amazing. When I'm playing someone and they're running their own time, whether it's time for death clock, I just sit there casually. And I was just
sitting there watching the clock. I was like, I'm not going to win unless he kills himself with the clock. Like my chance of winning was 0% in that
game. So you're trying not to look at the clock so he doesn't see you looking at the clock. So
right.
He looks at the clock and goes, holy crap. So you're just trying to completely be as nonchalant as possible. Yeah, how's it going today?
I'm like trying to chat with you guys. Like, whatever. It was not working out for me. And then he death clocked and it was hilarious. The best part was he left one model alive, and he had made attacks against two models that were outside the zone.
Yes.
Instead of the bastions that were engaging my Stormfall that was going to win him the game.
Yes. That was so painful to watch.
But yeah, so I did not do well when I made it to the Masters, but I didn't make it to Masters. So that was exciting.
So he's been excited for weeks so that he can tell us how terrible we are. And how
I think they're all pretty funny. Nathan did pretty good with the picks.
We tell him he's terrible all the time.
So this is my once a year payback to all of you.
He gets you once a month, us once a year.
Damn it. I hate you all.
Call back.
Yeah. All right. So do we want to do – does anyone have resolutions for this year?
Of course we do.
I do.
Yeah.
All right.
People have resolutions.
All right, let's do it.
God, I'm interested in Katie's because it's either not War Machine related or it's a hilarious joke.
Mine's a secret.
Oh, are you going to work on that project with Andy? Or are you going to up it to once a fortnight?
No. Jeremy knows what it is.
I guessed what it was. She didn't tell me. I guessed it. I know her that well.
But mine's a secret.
Yep.
Well, I'll let you know.
You'll certainly high five us when you get it.
Is it one of those don't do something, or is it a do something?
No, it's an actively do something.
And is it something that is an ongoing behavioral thing, or is it like something you could physically do and go, it's done, here's the secret.
It's a thing that has a deadline she can't control. Gotcha. So she'll either have it done by that deadline or she won't.
Gotcha. But at that deadline, you'll let us know what the secret was.
Well, she really likes Wolf of Wall Street, so she's evidently trying to get some insider trading going. It's probably what it is.
I don't know the right people yet.
Yet. She'll work on that.
So that's mine. The secret.
Okay.
Except to me, who guessed it immediately as soon as you said
you had
a secret
one. Immediately. You guessed it after like a week of thinking about it.
I actually knew as soon as you said you had a secret
one. Is the deadline my wedding?
No.
Okay.
That's not.
That was my one random guess.
That's a good guess, but no. Mine is actually to qualify for War Machine Weekend. It doesn't have to be with Rhett, though. I like setting the bar high. Let's not go crazy.
No.
So I would like to, and I don't have to get first place at a qualifier as long as I qualify. If whoever gets first is already qualified, I'm fine with that.
Can it be without a list that's been previously played by JVM?
The problem is, if it's a Legion list, I guarantee has played it at some point.
No.
Yeah,
no,
pretty much.
You can make up a list on your own without doing research on him for the entire year.
That Saren list was I had come up with it completely myself. I switched one model. The Evail list is completely his. Although my understanding is he stole it from Alex Schaefer.
No, Alex stole it from him.
Oh, okay. I thought Alex told me he came up with it first.
Well, they may have both come up with it.
They may have both come up with it.
Well, let's ask Clock Vox Wox Vrux, whatever they're called. I forgot what those guys are already. I don't know. Clock Vox.
Chalk Vox Cox.
Yeah, they want to come to a Madison event in February.
They should.
None of the press gangers have put any effort into making a February event.
You guys should do that.
So hopefully next
Since
Wednesday.
Since three of our three press gangers are in this room.
I'll do it.
No, you're not. Rick. Rick.
We have four now.
Can't.
I can't do Steamroller. If I do an event, it has to be wacky crap.
Which
is why I ran the Convergence launch.
Right, which makes sense.
Well, it's hard to get people to drive 6 hours to go.
For a wacky
That
one.
Is true.
But
speaking of February, February is my birthday month. So, you know, plan accordingly.
I recall because, let me just, Jeremy, remind me, what's the actual day of her birthday?
The 19th.
Okay. Last time it took you 20 guesses.
It took me more than 20 guesses last time.
He's learned a few things.
It was seared into my brain after that event.
Also, what's the capital of New York?
Shut your face.
Okay.
What is it, though?
I honestly right now can't remember.
Capital of Seattle?
Seattle is
or
not
capital
a state.
Of Washington, rather. Capital of Washington.
Hey, wait, no. Capital of Texas?
Austin is Texas.
Capital of Illinois?
Uh, Illinois is also one of the ones that you wouldn't expect, but I can't remember which one it is.
Very easy. Springfield.
Thank you.
All right, that's enough of that.
Anyway, enough of that nonsense.
Oh, darn, we made Jerry think.
I could probably get 45 of 50 wrong when it comes to state capitals.
Yeah, state capitals suck, by the way.
That's one thing that I can't give anyone crap for. But if you wouldn't ask me, like, the capital of 50, like, fictional worlds.
Oh, you're all over that.
I could tell you, like, the population. I could at one point tell you, like, the population capital and the political structure of, like, 14 different countries and forgotten realms.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of sad.
There's a little bit. It's more
my
than
brain,
a little bit
My
sad.
Brain found it more interesting.
You just have to find a way to make that useful.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, run a campaign.
Yes.
That would be good. If I can somehow bring the political structure of Cormier into the real world.
We need to start thinking about doing a six-pack again this summer.
We should. The six-pack was wildly successful.
And hypothetically, if we team up with other metas around here, we could do what we talked about previously with doing the traveling thing, like having one in Minnesota, one in Iowa, one in Chicago, one in Milwaukee, and like maybe the first and the last one here.
The reason I haven't done a six-pack again is it's a lot of my work. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. But it was amazing. It was really, really
well,
fun.
If we did that kind of a thing, it would help portion out the work.
Yeah.
Like, if we did the first one, and then it went to the other four satellite places, and then the last, like, the finale was here.
Yeah.
Then
that could be cool.
We can make that our podcast resolution.
Satellite places.
Well, they're satellites to us.
Nothing wrong with being a satellite.
I'm just saying, it's a little self-centered.
The moon's a satellite, and the moon's awesome.
Touche.
Geographically, they would be satellite. I didn't say lesser.
I mean, they are lesser.
I mean, they are.
Charon and Pluto are each other's satellites, twirling forever in space like
forever.
Dancers.
Yeah.
It's romantic.
So what's your New Year's? Oh, what's your New Year's resolution, Andy?
Nathan didn't even get to do one.
We're going this
way. We're going that way.
Oh, we're
you
going
win.
This way?
Yeah.
Yes,
oh, okay, because I went. Yep, no, that's fair. So, Andy.
Oh, crap. I didn't have time to think.
You had that project you were going to work on.
I have my secret project.
Something related to hardcore.
Yeah. Yep. That secret project.
Yeah, he's going to work on that secret project. That Does it have the same project. Deadlines as Katie?
Well, it has to be for hardcore, so.
So, okay. You know.
A hardcore war machine. So, let me clarify
I was
that
hoping you
right
weren't going to clarify. I was hoping you wouldn't
no.
clarify
so
that.
It's something you're going to do in no particular hardcore event. It just has
no
to.
No particular. Maybe I'd like to see if I can do it at DieCon, because I play at DieCon more than the other events, because I always end up running goddamn events all the time.
This
so.
Coming Adepticon, I'm not running a whole bunch of events.
No.
I'm playing in some events.
I'm running a bunch. I'm doing a Who's the Boss at Adepticon as well. So that's one. The other one is I'd like to organize painting circles to get Who's the Boss casters painted.
No, that'd be cool.
So if I can get some volunteers. You
Something
know.
Along the lines of what like Nate did with the Vanguards, where you parse them out to whoever's
yeah,
interested? Or?
Yeah. But
well,
I
this could even mean just like something here, like where him and
people.
The other Beards just come and watch the Conan movie and paint some stuff. And
yeah,
hang
tell
out.
You what, man,
I'd
if you
like,
and the Beards painted it.
Speaking of the
amazing.
Beards, do the Beards have my miniatures yet? Has Cole showed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure if Cole was back yet.
But I'd like to get more of the better painters that are out there, you know, to paint them up.
I think that'd be
or
cool.
If they wouldn't have volunteered time for the Who's the Boss. That way a privateer wouldn't have to travel with their big bunch of casters, and I could just bring mine.
That's true, because they want them to be painted, right?
Yeah, generally for their events, they want them to be painted.
Which is fair, I can understand that.
It looks nice.
It does. Well, in Adepticon, they all have to be painted.
Yes.
Yeah, technically, yes.
Not as well, though, and they just have to be.
But they do have to be painted.
Yeah. 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 And eventually I want to finish up my Trollblood Army.
I already know our funniest resolution for next year when we do this.
He's going to do it. I believe in him.
You
believe
in him?
I believe in you, Andy.
I believe I can fly.
We should have an over-under bet on that one.
I'm
really
want to
finish my
yeah,
sculpt
I'm taking
of,
the under as well.
My sculpt of Rock. I don't know if you guys seen the start of that.
Yeah, I have. Yes. He's good.
But
very Ryan. Cool.
My New Year's resolution has to be prefaced with a... I almost said apology, but no, an announcement. A thank you. I need to thank someone out there in the internet. John Damaris.
Oh, wow.
John, fat Asian, fucktard Damaris, ass clown that he is.
That's a bad matchup.
I need to thank him for the awesome Scornisode where he got everyone that works on a podcast together.
That's
to
really
their,
everyone that's good with Scorn.
Yeah, everyone who's good with Scorn, who's competent in Scorn, into one episode to talk about it for about 2 hours and have it moderated and be this big thing.
So, like, if you were going to do that, you would include someone who had won a hardcore event with Scorn, right?
or and done very well. Yeah, you'd think someone who also wrote a year's worth of journals
about Scorn.
About Scorn on his very on the helped on, him start Museum. He helped was on the ground floor. I want to thank him for getting to fucking include me in that goddamn piece of shit Scornisode episode. Good job, John. So my declaration is to face John and crush him every fucking time I
with
face
Scorn.
Him with Scorn all throughout the year. If I have, and he's gonna duck me because John is a master ducker.
He is a master ducker.
Almost as good as Chad. But Chad always ducks me, but then he hugs me, so I always forgive Chad.
But you don't forgive.
No
forgiveness
no
for John.
No forgiveness for John Damaris. I'm going to shove my bad matchup right up his fucking ass, is what I'm going to do with him in this episode. So that is my New Year's resolution.
It's a good resolution. I like
and
that
And also
one.
To, I don't know, win things. Just things. As I win them, I'll add them back into the resume.
You'll come back.
That thing I won, yeah, that was based on
you'll retcon this episode.
I plan on winning.
The Lords of Waterdeep game.
Enter event
game.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm beating the computer. Oh, yeah. I'm kicking up Kayla's butt right now. But.
I have actually one more small resolution.
Oh, 90 more games of StarCraft.
Well, actually, it's kind of a parter. I want to increase the what we do as a podcast, as a group, on the internets.
Ooh, that actually that reminds me of another one for me. Too,
doing more videos, doing more other things. I have a project that Nathan and I are working on with an outside source that I'd like to get going as soon as possible.
The last couple days, a bunch of people have started following us on Twitter and stuff. Like today, I looked and I had to double check. Chris Gore just followed us.
Yeah,
yes,
but Chris Gore and his podcast.
Yes.
Both following us now. How did what? How? What?
I mentioned this to them earlier. Yeah, I tried connecting the dots to find out how Chris Gore.
What did Chris Gore follow us on Twitter?
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know about Chris Gore, he's a movie expert. He has his own podcast called Pod Crash.
He's someone with numbers of followers measured in the six digits.
I'm just going to point out, I put Chris G so far, and his name is not coming up, so I am not. So far impressed.
Okay, suddenly, tomorrow he will unfollow
us. Hey, following us and listening to us are two different things.
Yeah.
He's a pretty smart guy. I doubt he actually listens.
Honestly, I was trying to connect the dots earlier on. It's trying to find out how, you know...
He heard of us. I don't know.
The only thing I know, though, is his podcast does... He does guest stars on other people's podcasts, and that's what his... That's what his shtick is for his Pod Crash. And who knows? Maybe he's just trying to find other people out there. So it's pretty cool.
Maybe we'll get him on our podcast sometime.
He's one of my favorite people that was on G4. So that was my favorite moments in the Attack of the Show.
So this year we need to get him and Chris Cluey on the podcast.
and Bill Pullman. Yeah.
God, Bill Pullman was so good in Aliens.
Yeah, he was great in Aliens, yeah.
That actually reminds me of another of my New Year's resolutions, which is I'm going to a bunch of cons this year, partially to meet my goal of trying to actually qualify, but I'm going to try to do at least brief videos at all the cons I go to. We got a few hundred viewers for the ones we did at War Machine Weekend. The people that watched them really liked them. We got several comments on the YouTube page about them, so I'm going to try to do that some more. It'll probably be more brief, especially if Katie's not there. Because then I have to find someone else. And like, I tried to get Brian on camera at War Machine Weekend, and he was super not interested.
I was on camera at least once.
You were on camera briefly.
Oh, you need me to be there to interview.
But I mean, you need, like, I need a guy with the mic and a guy holding the camera, so I need a second person involved.
I just run around with, like, things. You can get yourself a harness or something.
Yeah, I'll just record from in front of my face.
Yeah, and have like a permanent selfie post.
Yeah.
It honestly wouldn't be too bad if you had it like on a shoulder piece and then.
But anyways, I'm going to put up videos of the events I'm at.
Katie looked up Chris Gore on IMDb.
That's one
that... He isn't in movies. He talks about movies. This is like IMDb being
critic.
Roger Ebert and being like, I've never heard of Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. Like, that's not where you're getting the info.
I've never heard of Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
That's which is fair. That's why it was my example. But
I looked him up on Wikipedia, too, and he has, it is very similar non-information.
He's on TV shows and stuff, and he talks about movies. He's a critic. He's a critic. And,
okay.
And not just critics, but he also like talks about behind the scenes stuff, and he talks about movies. He's just a movie discussing guy.
How did he feel about Wolf on Wall Street?
Don't know. You should listen
to
his
podcast. You could probably check out Film Threat.
He's got a website.
Sounds like a lot of work for me. I'm just going
to
close.
He liked it a lot.
Go back
to Candy. But he had reserves about it.
Yeah, it was sort of reserves.
His reserves were about how it glorified the villain.
That sounds like Andy's.
Yeah, well, Andy got most of that off of Chris Gore's website.
I did not.
Shh, Katie doesn't know this.
But yeah, so I'm going to try to do videos, and obviously, please offer feedback on those as they go. I'll be at Adepticon. I'll probably be at DICON. I'll be at Lock and Load.
Our goal.
I think what other cons are in the area around here? I mean, War Machine Weekend, obviously, but what am I for? Gen Con. So I'll be at a bunch of different cons this year. So.
Yeah, we're going to be putting up more and more of our commentary.
The commentary videos. And I don't want to make that my New Year's resolution because that obviously involves you pretty heavily since you do all the audio work for that. So.
We were going strong for a while, and we sort of
we need to get back into that roadblock. We need to get back into it.
Yeah, we hit sometimes. You know, when an artist, when the passion isn't there for something,
and Andy just sort of lock all the video stuff down, so we can't do any videos and let us. So if Andy's in the mood, we get 8 videos up a month. If he's not in the mood, we have to wait 4 months.
Well, it's just that Andy really hated the last episode.
I did. I really disliked it, but the sad part is, though, is it seems like a lot of people really liked it.
Yeah, I got a lot of positive comments.
And you just got to keep putting it out there.
So the
audience will judge.
Yeah. People like our format.
Yeah, it's more of a hassle because trying to get the game recorded and get the same crew to record the audio for it is difficult.
Speaking of liking that format, you see that somebody put a thread on Muse on Minis forums like, hey, you know what you guys should do? You should take like the video of a battle report and you should do post commentary over it. That would be really interesting. So I'm like, hey, I know someone who's done that.
Did you link to our YouTube page?
I mentioned us. And then, yeah. Colin, I just dropped the hint and then Colin linked it.
Yeah. Is that what the film or something?
No,
like that,
it was an idea for an episode. He's like, here's an idea for an episode you guys could have.
Yeah.
Like, we already do that.
So anyway, I guess we interrupted Brian a bit, but that was, I wanted to add that in as a resolution.
Brian was
going to
murder off that Asian.
Yes.
Either literally or figuratively.
And he is going to win things.
I was going to win things. I'll insert the things later.
Okay.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's another resolution.
To insert the things later.
It's going to be a good year. Play lots of board games.
I cannot wait until Nathan and I get our project off the ground. That'd be...
I thought it was going to be a non-crippled system thing. Didn't really seem...
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that we can't talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't think it was going to be linked to our podcast. So,
well, I mean,
I don't care.
Probably not.
It'll
be on our YouTube channel.
It just seems like something fun to do.
Yeah.
What is it?
Can't tell.
It's a secret.
It's a thing.
Can I know later after the podcast?
Yeah, after the deadline.
Okay.
After the deadline.
All right, Nate. How about you, man?
Mine aren't very exciting. I am going to knuckle down and put a lot of practice in, and I'm going to try to become at least decently conversational. I know that fluent is not possible, but either Spanish or German, I'm not sure which. I'm going to just study the shit out of one of them this year and see if I can get to a reasonable level.
Oh, hey, speaking of, I speak Spanish.
Do you actually speak Spanish?
Yeah, I studied abroad in college.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, so maybe I'll pick that one.
Plus, considering Spanish would be a good language to learn since that's more relevant.
I will say, though, I only speak Spain Spanish, which is very different.
You speak
than
Castilian?
No, I can't.
That's what Spain Spanish is Castilian.
Is it? I don't know.
That's what
Castile.
James at Pegasus Games hates the Castilian accent.
Well, I hate the Mexican one. I can't understand what those guys are saying.
To be fair, Mexicans are, you know,
well, the
Mexicans.
Lift, like how the S is F.
Oh, that's so nice.
It drives James insane.
You can understand everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
James, by the way, is a Mexican who works at the local game store who hates the Spanish accent. And it was great when Rocinante was announced.
Rocinante?
Well, that thing is, the original story of Don Quixote was written in Spain, so technically it should be pronounced with that accent. So Rocinante is correctly pronounced Rocinante, with a TH with that list, Rocinante. And I pointed out the pronunciation guide on Battle College to James, and he almost punched his fist through the monitor on the computer. It was wonderful.
That was pretty good.
Because I like trolling that guy.
He's a good guy.
He's also the source of one of my favorite true racial jokes that I have, which is the fact that his previous job was at a Home Depot. So I point out that when Pegasus Games needed a new employee, they just drove to the Home Depot and picked up a Mexican. Which, while a horrible racist joke, is also technically true, which is what makes it funny.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the racism makes it funny. But
The other self-improvement one I have, I'm getting married in August, and I'm hoping, my hope is to have abs. My more realistic goal is to not have tits.
That would be a more realistic goal.
By the time
and
I get married.
And it's a good goal.
Michael Chili Winters has inspired me to try to
better
my physique
there.
He lost a crap ton of weight. Yeah. He went from sumo fat to lazy boy to lady boy. Yeah. He went from one Asian.
He was always smaller than fat Asian.
He was,
but he went from fat Asian esque
to Lyle
Lyle-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did he look like Lyle? I didn't notice a little bit. A confusion that somebody could make.
I hadn't heard that he looked anything like Lyle.
No,
to be fair.
That's interesting.
And then my war machine related one. I mean, obviously, I'm hoping to win more, and I'm hoping to throw dice less, and blah blah blah. But I was going to actually start a thread and have a community goal, kind of like play it painted. No, like put the play it painted in the crutch fee or whatever. Which mine has a bit more of a provocative name, which was Rape Free 2014, because rape is not a good thing
generally,
and it is
generally
generally
what is it a good thing?
I'm gonna pause and let Jeremy take over this conversation.
I'm out.
When is it a good thing?
Never. It's never a good thing. I was being funny.
No.
Were you?
I was trying to be funny.
Fetish alert.
So here's the thing.
And would you say that this is in bad taste?
It was in bad taste.
And you feel real bad about
it? I do feel real bad about it.
And that you'll be standing out in the real cold weather later?
So this ties in well. So you can joke about horrible things, and it can be appropriate, and it can be funny. Like, again, I just said something horribly racist about James that I think is funny. But actual racism, like, oh my god, look at that lazy spick, not funny.
Not funny.
The thing is, rape is
possibly
really
true, but not funny.
There's a funny again. See, it's all about context. But, you know, I shoved that guy's shit in, I raped the fuck out of Chad the last time we played the game, the rape wasp, the rape snake, it's very casual, and that's dangerous that that's a casual part of the entire gamer meta. Not just War Machine, not just, like, everywhere. Like, you play Xbox, it's like, oh, I raped the fuck out of that guy. Well, you know, you didn't. You beat him in a game. Rape is terrible. There are funny rape jokes, I'm sure. There's funny everything jokes. It can be done right in context, but the casual rape comments, I'm trying to not do them myself, and I'm also going to be an overbearing asshole and call people out on it when they do it around me.
Consider how many terrible things you say. So the rape is a bad word. We have people are going to say terrible things. We need to insert another bad word. Can we start saying the N-word more? Or what word should be? I mean, what word can we insert? But
it's the only one I think that people do so casually. Like, I mean, that's the thing is, like, with the, like, nobody's playing a game like, oh my god, you're playing like a nigger. Nobody does that. It's not just a super casual thing that people drop. But people just casually talk about fucking each other up the ass and bending each other over the table and cramming their shit in all the time.
Yeah, I see that. The other thing with that's mentioned a lot, too, is gay.
Yeah, yes. And gay, I mean, that's the other.
But that's,
My personal thing is I know I couldn't stop myself from using gay as a slang word, so I've turned it to I use it as a positive thing now. Which, you know, you talk about, like, a lot of women are gay for Angelina Jolie. Like, they totally have gay sex with them, so they're gay for that. So now when there's something I'm really into, I say I'm gay for it. Like, I'm gay for tacos. That's my thing, is I'm totally gay for tacos, because tacos are amazing.
I feel like that's the one thing that you couldn't actually be gay for. You know what I mean? Like, because that's kind of womanly and...
Yeah, she has a point about tacos specifically.
But it's not about homosexuality. It's about being into them.
I'm totally saying, like, if you're going in the national, like,
depends
I,
what I do with,
like,
the taco.
I could be gay for tacos.
Can I be gay for a burrito?
That it depends how you use the burrito. Could be gay for a churro.
I'm going to take that burrito and put it right in my mouth.
I mean, again, that depends.
All right, I don't know what burritos you've seen.
Wow.
But yeah, that's a.
So can I still shove John's shit in?
Yes, because you're actually going to rape
him. All right. As long as, okay, that's true. So as long as we're, okay, perfect.
Yeah, so that's my other one.
Mighty white of you.
Yeah, right?
Jeremy didn't get the irony. That's a terrible, terrible, also casual racism thing.
Oh, no, he knows. No. My family uses
Her family
it
uses it
time.
Constantly.
Oh.
But, like, constantly.
He was just okay with it.
Yeah.
He's just used to it.
I've become used to it. Yeah, like, the first time Katie ever said that in front of me, I was like, what? And now it's after the last, like, 4 years of just hearing it dropped all the time. I was like, yeah, whatever.
It's funny because some people don't think about the etymology of stuff like that, you know?
Oh, oh no, yeah,
it's Mighty White. That means you did something nice. Like, that's a phrase that people say.
We lived for 13 years in this house.
Yeah.
But no, like, he it's like when somebody said, like, today he said, you can throw that away. I said, oh, that's Mighty White of you.
It did.
Here's an interesting one. It wasn't until, like, maybe 5 years ago, and like, no, it must have been, God, time fucking flies, but it was relatively recently. It was in my adult life, the first time I heard somebody use Jew as a verb. Like, that is a bit of casual that racism up. That had not happened in where I grew up.
Jordan uses
it
all.
I was online, and I was talking to a friend, and he was talking about how, like, he was Jewish, and he was talking about how casual anti-Semitism is alive and well, and everybody's guilty of it. He's like, yeah, I mean, think about how often you say you Jew somebody. I'm like, I've literally never heard that in my life. And apparently I just lived in a little bubble, because now I have heard it many times.
I don't hear it that often. I hear Jordan say it a lot, but I don't hear other people say it very
in
often.
In certain places where I've lived, I have heard it a lot. And yeah. I think part of it is how strong a Jewish presence there is in that community, quite frankly.
I lived in Skokie, Illinois, which is the highest Jewish presence outside of Israel.
So perhaps that was too high then.
Right.
like you need a noticeable Jewish population that is still a minority, yeah, I think, so. For it to become a thing that happens much.
Yeah, because Skokie was so Jewish. Like, that, there was a big thing in the 90s when the KKK had they did a march through Skokie, and the National Guard came down because this was like – like I said, I'm
gonna get
probably
bad.
Not even exaggerating when I say it's the highest Jewish percentage outside of Israel. Like, it's insanely Jewish.
Interesting. I did not know that. Yeah. Well, yeah, so –
there you go.
There you go.
There you have it.
Yeah. Bada bing. Yeah.
Did we have other topics this week? I know we decided not to do Zappity Grumbles for any fans that are sad.
So when you summarize, because obviously we're gonna summarize what our little goals are, like little cheat sheets. Just don't say Nathan dash rape. You know, you have to like put a little explanation.
No, it's going
to
say Nathan rapes things less.
Yeah.
I didn't say I would rape things less.
You would just use the word less.
Now, who's Dan Tenick? He's got 69,000 followers.
Yeah.
69. And he just followed us. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, well, I don't know. The thing is, once one famous person follows you, they have a lot of followers that notice that, and they're like, oh, I guess I'll follow that.
Man,
well, either that, or they heard our Christmas episode, it was like, man, I got to get behind the people opening presents on mic. I was really excited about it.
Best episode ever.
I love that episode. I love the fact that I can listen to that and hear you guys open your presents again and again and again. That is amazing.
That is fun for Katie.
Are we going to have a birthday February podcast for your birthday?
I love birthdays.
I like how one of my coworkers mentioned that they listened to our podcast. We were sitting, me and two of the guys, and he's like, oh yeah, I listened to one of your podcasts. And I was like, oh really? Well, how'd you like, because he doesn't play War Machine or War Games or like even really board games. I was like, well, did you like it? And he'd listened to like back in like the teens, like he'd listened to a really old one, and he was like, yeah, it was good. And then he asks me, what's it about? I said, well, you know, there's this war game we play and whatever. He's like, I really didn't get that. He was like, you guys talked more about board games than when I listened. I was like, yeah, we talk about board games a lot. And I said, all right, here's the real honest truth. It's five people who have the attention span of hamsters sitting in front of microphones. That is what our podcast is about.
Hey, we're War Machine adjacent.
We are War Machine adjacent.
And have the memory of a goldfish.
Well, what I've always said is, like, there are plenty of podcasts that are people talking about War Machine. Our podcast is War Machine people talking.
Yes, that is
like
true.
The what they're talking about is all over the place.
I mean, we could have dedicated an entire episode talking about the Gore Shade spoilers.
Sure.
And
other people will.
Fucking boring.
And other people will.
And other people will talk about it. Sorry, it's boring to me.
And I mean, I fanboyed squealed quite a bit about the House Guard Thane. That episode. Yeah. I mean, that's fine, but we do talk about other things too.
Yeah.
I mean, when the new books come out, we will talk about. I mean, we will bring up our favorite things from books. I mean, we will talk about.
My favorite one was the guy posted on the forum. He was like, can you guys put when it's not actually about War Machine on your thing? And I laughed.
Hey,
so every episode.
One thing I have noticed.
Someone should respond when we call it Crippled System.
Yeah. One thing I have noticed about those posts, I haven't seen any.
They've gone away.
I haven't seen any in a long time.
Well, they've been less so.
Figuring out what we're about.
One person did comment recently, and like four people commented after him. That's what we like about it. It's great. It's fantastic. We want something that's goofy. There's lots of War Machine podcasts on the Mom Network. Go listen to that. Go away. Was basically what people said to him.
We get all the crazies.
We do get all
the
crazies.
And after meeting some of them, that's very, very true.
Yeah.
We get the British stalkers who are planning trips across the Atlantic Ocean just to hang out with us.
Yeah.
And we're really boring, so you're not going to enjoy that trip at all.
I think that we bring joy and happiness to people that otherwise would sit in a white padded room all day.
I'm excited. I've seen Love Actually. I know what British chicks in Wisconsin are like. Or I know what chicks in Wisconsin are like around British guys. So when Pip comes over,
you're taking him to bars.
I'm taking him to bars. I'm his wing. wingman. We're getting some tail.
You'll be married.
You're going to be married. You're awesome. Excellent. So I'm not going to be married by then.
Yeah,
so.
You'll be all set.
I'll start drinking.
Yeah. Hey, just bring a bottle of grenadine. It'll be like you're drinking.
That's true.
It is just like you're drinking when you get ready.
Like drinking like straight cocaine.
Yeah.
That's,
I... We did mention on air about how Brian literally... No, we couldn't have done a podcast. So we had a post-Christmas party, and everybody came over, and there was drinking, and it was a good time. We were playing games or whatever, and Brian doesn't drink. So Brian was like, do you have anything for me? And we were like, well, we made a couple of... we made like a non-alcoholic beverage or whatever. And then Katie mentioned that we had a bottle of grenadine in the fridge.
Which Brian likes grenadine.
Which Brian likes grenadine enough that he took the bottle and started drinking it straight. And then after he killed about half of the bottle, poured a can of Sprite in, shook it up, and continued to drink it. That was Brian's beverage for the evening.
The way you panicked when I shook the bottle
was
Sprite.
It was Sprite, and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to have red everywhere, all over my basement.
You got red on
terrible.
You.
Oh, my gosh.
You
it was
red
very
on
good. 10% Sprite, 90% grenadine is an amazing mix. I'm telling you right now.
That would be delicious. That's cherry and lemon limey deliciousness.
I brought some Sprite Zero, and I got some grenadine.
That's
at home,
also
so
delicious.
Nice. Yeah, I bought a small bottle. I bought it yesterday. It's already half gone.
I like how your favorite drink is named after a old school child actress. Good job.
Shirley Temple?
Yeah.
Shirley Temple's are delicious.
So that's basically
all
Brian
drinks. I used to drink Mountain Dew with grenadine, but now I don't drink caffeine, so now I have Sprite with grenadine. Right. So it's, you know.
Yeah.
I might drink, separate in caffeine, just drink grenadine.
Pomegranates are good. Pro tip, peel them underwater.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Yep, that was exciting.
All right.
So I figure that pretty much takes care of our recommendations, too.
I'm coming for John Damaris.
Oh, no, I have an actual recommendation.
Recommendation,
really?
Too. We're running short, aren't we? We've only been recording for like an hour.
Yeah.
I got a recommendation. Also, speaking of Got Red on You, because I said that, I just watched The World's End yesterday, and that movie was good.
It's fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
The end gets a little off the rails, not in a necessarily bad way. But
you mean the end of the world?
No, The World's End.
The World's End.
Not the move, not the Hollywood one that you saw. Not this is
not
the end.
The
World's
people.
End is the third film in the Shaun of the Dead Cornetto trilogy.
Oh, which I have not seen. Okay,
yeah, Shaun of the Dead is zombies, Hot Fuzz is cops, and World's End is a bar crawl.
Okay,
yeah,
nothing else, just a bar crawl. It's an interesting dry comedy.
Okay,
about
friends
bar
get together
crawl.
At the last minute. They haven't seen each other in a while. And
the end.
It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally believe
it
that.
It is funny. It is very funny.
It is
very funny.
The funny part, I believe.
But yeah. I thought it was about, like, possessed or aliens or something.
Simon Pegg plays like a washed-up guy, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, Simon Pegg being the least competent person in the group. Well, I guess in Shaun of the Dead, he kind of was. He comes into his own. But
yeah.
Just after Hot Fuzz. Well, the bigger difference is that Nick Frost is very competent in this one and is the intelligent friend. It's in both Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, he was an idiot.
Can I be the smart one? Please.
Just once.
Just let me be the smart one.
I mean,
you're in Star Trek and Mission Impossible. Can I be smart once?
Right.
I liked it better than Hot Fuzz, but not as much as Shaun of the Dead. But Hot Fuzz, I've never been a big buddy cop movie guy, and so Hot Fuzz failed just because it wasn't to my target. Okay. I still liked it, and I liked a lot of the funny stuff in it.
Do you not like Point Break or Bad Boys 2?
You don't like Point Break?
NARP is my favorite gibberish single word punchline in the history of cinema, though.
YARP.
No.
I know, because it's for
the punchline.
Yes. Yeah.
YARP is a movie-long setup for him to say NARP and me to laugh for an hour after he says NARP. It's fucking hilarious, so I'll give it that.
Uh-huh. It's a cracked article, if you guys are wondering. Well, I know.
Well, it also was a legitimate thing that happened.
But the reason I know what you're talking about is because it's cracked.
Yes, and cracked is correct about that. That deserved to be on their list of single-word punchlines.
Sorry, you hit cracked and cracked. My brain is locked.
You are such... You're bigoted against cracked.
I am.
Okay.
But he can admit it.
I
Do you have a recommendation this week?
My recommendation... I love TV.
Yep.
That's a statement.
This is a statement. It's not a recommendation.
I love the AV Club's TV section.
Yes.
AVClub.com is popular. You know, they're really, you know, linked to The Onion, and they're like related to The Onion. But their TV Club is so good. If you like TV, you should really... like read the TV section of the Ivy Club, because they have basically for every show on TV they have a weekly review. Like you watch a show, I go on to the AV Club, I go to the show I watch, and they basically some guy summarizes, kind of reviews it, and then there's a bunch of discussion of the episode.
The Breaking Bad ones were amazing.
Yeah, it's just really, I don't always agree with some of the reviewers, but I'd say 90% of the time I really feel I'm on the same wavelength as well. Like when it comes to movie reviews, I'd say I'm maybe 30% in line with the AV Club on their opinions, but with TV, I'm like 90% in sync to what their opinions on things. And it's really an enjoyable. If you like TV, it's an enhancement.
If there is a show that you watch religiously, there's no reason not to read the AV Club summary afterwards.
Because usually the reviewers for their series shows are fans of the show to some degree. And they'll call it crap, which is fine because every episode has every show has some bad episodes and they'll call it out. But it's good. But then you get interesting discussions on that. So yeah, the AV Club's TV section is awesome. So that's my recommendation.
Very cool.
I agree wholeheartedly with that one.
Andy?
I've seen a lot of good stuff from the AV Club as well.
Yeah, no, AV Club's good. And it's not like The Onion where it's like wacky joke stuff. Like the
no,
AV
like
Club,
the AV Club's
know,
like legit. They're,
yeah. Yeah. And they like, had like the best of the year. I mean, they had like the top, you know, the best of the year shows. And they had like the top 13 and they had, like the 25 that didn't make it. Or the 44 that didn't make it. And they talked about all of those. And it was, and then they had like a little video like the shows that, you know how they have Oscars? They always have like the actors who we lost over the year. They had the shows that we lost over the last year. They had like little clips of all the shows.
There's a show that's on Netflix now that I am going to watch. I ignored it completely. And because the AV Club, I glanced over its discussion of the finale, not plot-wise, but just them talking about the life of the show, and it got me interested enough that I'm going to watch the whole show now, which is Nikita, apparently.
The new one? Or the old one?
Not the movie La Femme Nikita, but the TV show Nikita.
That recently, yeah. Just came out a year or two ago.
The third and final season, maybe fourth.
No, I think it was fourth. It was sixth.
Okay, it's been around that long. I thought it was only a couple years.
Well, yeah, time flies. But yeah, that
season finale name is called Canceled, by the way. They were very clever on the last name.
That is kind of funny.
Well, and like the last season, they only got six episodes, and like there's little things like there's somebody's desk and he has like stuff on the blackboard, and there's like why only six is circled up in the corner of the blackboard and stuff like that. So they were very aware of how screwed they got. But like all the people talking about it said it was 90% as good as the first two seasons of Alias and 1,000 times better than seasons 3 through 5 of Alias, because Alias just fucking
Alias
went off
the
rail. It went awful after season 2. Yeah. So if Nikita maintains so I'm excited, so I'm gonna watch Nikita. Yeah, but that's not really my recommendation. My recommendation is Conan the Barbarian, the original stories by Robert Howard, like the actual books. They're super good. And the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, sure, why not? But
I've been debating downloading the books.
The books are a lot of fun. At the very least, the one flaw with them, and this is a flaw also with Robert Howard was good friends with, and there's technically crossovers with the work of Cthulhu guy, Lovecraft.
Okay.
So both of them have the same flaw, which is the virulent racism that crops up every once in a while in their stories, where they'll have like bone in nose gibbering savages that are less than the white man, and it's like, oh, this is terrible. But I mean, unfortunately, it's there.
If it was the exception other than the rule,
yeah.
These are written in the
twenties and thirties. So yeah. it's unfortunate that it's there, but it's there. But it's not in all the stories. It's just like the Conan ones. It mostly only happens that there's savages on the like the Outlands, and it really is just like, you know, black jungle people, and it's whatever. But most of the stories are super good. There's one in particular that I think is one of my favorite little novellas, because it's one of the larger short stories, which is Red Nails, which I wish somebody somewhere would make a movie based on Red Nails, because that's a great story and really well written. But I think they're public domain by now, so I think you can even download them for free if you have a Kindle or something.
I have to read a book that Jeremy brought me first.
Even if they're not public domain, they're worth reading. I mean, go to a library or just buy any random best of Robert Howard Conan collection for $2 in your used bookstore and give it a shot.
I will say the book that I loaned you is good enough that I loaned it previously to one of my younger brothers, and for Christmas this year he bought it for one of my other brothers. He liked
it
so
much. Well, I
want
to read it, but it's a paper version.
It's called
now.
A book, Brian.
I know, it's really hard. I have to turn pages.
It's Stephen Lawhead's Arthur series.
No clue.
But it's
is that
weird.
That Aardvark kid from PBS?
No. It's a Celtic take on the Arthurian saga. It's really good.
So you it's say really well That's Conan. True. Conan's awesome.
I also recommend that August get here sooner so I can watch more Doctor Who.
Is that how long it's going to be for more Doctor Who? It's fucking August?
August.
So I'm going to be married by the time Doctor Who's airing again?
Yep.
Bullshit.
Katie?
I don't really have a recommendation this week.
No?
Mm-mm. I haven't come across anything interesting in the last 2 weeks that I would recommend.
In a Clash of Clans, you're playing the shit out of that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
No.
No.
It's like if you're hooked on heroin, you're like, I wouldn't recommend you start.
I play that Star Wars Tiny Death Star. I wouldn't recommend that game. I give it a ton of my time.
I actually legitimately like Clash of Clans, but I've recommended it previously, so I won't do it again. I'm going to recommend, and I don't think Brian technically ever recommended this, although he did turn me on to this series, the Brent Weeks Night Angel trilogy. which I've been reading, and it's amazing. And I finally got book three today.
But you are right.
But yeah, it's amazing. The books one and two were phenomenal. Some of the best, like, I will be honest, I've had trouble finding books I've really enjoyed in recent years. Like, I'll read a book and I'll be like, yeah, it was good. I mean, like a solid B. But like, these are an A+, knock it out of the park. They're amazing. They're fantastic. They're really well written. The characters are amazing. The characters develop really well, as opposed to having characters that, like, you end the book and it's the exact same character it was at the beginning of the book for every single character.
The story just keeps building so well,
too. Yeah, the story builds really well. It's amazing. So anyway, Brent Weeks, The Night Angel Trilogy.
He has a new series out that I haven't picked up yet. I'm really debated. Debating.
Interesting. Tempting.
At the time, he only had one book. When I read the Night Angels trilogy, all three were out, so it was just nice just to read all three back to back. So I'm kind of waiting to finish with
the series. I will say also, and this one, not all of our listeners would enjoy, but I'm enjoying very much. There's a new movie coming out called Divergent. It's about there's this culture where there's like five classes, and you're one of the five, and you're born into one, but you can change when you're a teenager, whatever.
It's future version of the Sparkle. It was teen drama, like Twilight. So all those things are getting picked up. Although I've heard good things about Divergent, but it's
so
another.
I was interested. I picked up the first book, and actually was blown away by how surprisingly good it was. Yes, it's found in the teen fantasy section of your bookstore, and that bleeds through in the story a few times in the book.
I enjoyed the Harry Potter books.
Exactly. So it's really, really good. I highly recommend it. I've only read the first two. I picked up the third one tonight, but I haven't read it yet, so I don't know if I can recommend the whole trilogy. The first two are definitely really good.
I'm pretty good about, I mean, not good, but I pretty much only pick up series if they are trilogies now or complete. Until a few authors that I read finish their book series.
Yeah, all three are out. It's Divergent, and then something, and then Allegiance, the third one. I forget what the middle one's called right now. But Divergent's really good. I would definitely recommend it. No, it's not Catching Fire. But I'm really excited about the movie, too, because if they do a good, like reading the book, if they do a good job with the movie, it could be really, really good.
Speaking of Brian not liking to wait for things, a heads up tying into actually a previous recommendation by Brian is that season two of the Telltale Walking Dead game is now has started, and episode one is available.
I am going to wait until that is on the summer sale so I can pick it up for ridiculously cheap.
Have you played through the first one yet?
No, I haven't. I bought it on the summer sale last year, and I haven't played it.
You should play through the first one. I can't even. Okay,
no, I already know what happens. So, okay. But yes, I know
which characters are in the second one is a kind of a spoiler for the first one. Yeah. So, like, if you plan to play the first one, you should do so before even looking at the cover art of the second one.
It does actually pull data from your storyline that you run in the first one. And if something dies in the first, you know, somebody dies in there, they're not in the sequel.
The previously obviously. On for me, I won't say who it was or anything, but like there was the previously on Walking Dead, and they're showing the things that happened, and one of the characters had a severed arm, and I was like, oh yeah, I remember cutting that guy's arm off.
One thing, like you said, you're going to play through it multiple saves, have like the different versions.
Yeah,
I don't like to do that only because like in the first one, not necessarily a huge spoiler, but a lot of times like in like the first episode, if you have to save, usually an episode you have to save like Bob or Joe, and if you save one, then next episode you get a bunch of dialogue with one, or you get the dog with the other person. But usually, whenever you have a choice of saving A or B, both A and B are going to die within two episodes anyway, so it's like it's a short term save because usually all those people end up dying.
That's 40% of the series.
That's true.
I mean, that's a long. That isn't just like it's longer than it could have been. Like it's you save Bob and Joe dies, and then Bob dies 30 seconds later. Like that would be one thing, but in the first one, it was at the end. I mean, the first episode, you end and you save Bob or Joe. It isn't until like the third or fourth episode that whoever you saved also dies. So yeah, you could say that it ends up not mattering, but it matters for literally most of the story.
For some characters, we'll see.
And the other characters and more stuff. Like there's a guy who could be your closest friend in the first one. He's the person you interact with the most, and in the last episode of it, he hated my guts.
Yeah.
Like, he fucking hated me. But, you know, it didn't change what he did. It just changed how he talked to you, which I guess to some people isn't different.
I mean, I don't mind. I just play through once and enjoy how the changes occur, and I'm just happy with that. I don't usually have the desire to, like, see the other side. Because I know they kind of play, like, the illusion of you have a lot of choices, but really the same things happen. Like the same, yeah, I don't know.
I might not replay through every episode this season, but I'm definitely going to replay through episode one because I let somebody die. and I want to see what happens if I don't. I mean, I'm curious if it's a Bob or Joe thing or if it's not.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a fake or a real choice.
It'll be curious.
Yeah. I'm curious whether the choices are fake or long-term. And the only way to find out is either reading online or just it's actually quicker and easier just to go through it for yourself.
It's quicker to read.
Yeah, that's true. They're relatively. I played through this thing in like 3 hours. So.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
Still not bitten.
I bought it on the very last day of the Steam sale. So I knew it would be in the winter sale at some point. It was the very, very last day. It was like 25% off, so I picked it up. Because I couldn't wait to play it, so I finally waited long enough.
All right. Well, we have one person playing Candy Crush, one person watching that person play Candy Crush.
Well, Andy hasn't had a recommendation yet.
No, it was a good time to probably just cut it.
Okay.
But, yeah.
You don't have a recommendation?
I'm
sorry, I forgot. I trampled over you.
Go for it.
I feel bad. Yeah. Make your recommendation.
Come on.
Well, it's going to be short anyway. No, okay. That's fine. We'll just cut it here.
No, yep. Andy, I want to talk about your recommendation.
What's your recommendation?
Oh, it's a mystery now.
What is it?
That will always bother me.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yes.
Is it a verb?
No.
So it's not something to do. It's a thing.
No.
Is it a movie?
Is it an
entertainment thing?
No.
No. No, I can get this. Give me 20 questions. No. Is it a form of entertainment?
No.
Does it involve rape?
I'm just going to keep on saying no.
That's cheating. You said you had a recommendation. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Is it a Mexican?
I always recommend Mexicans. They're wonderful people.
Keep calm and muse on.